This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says on Sunday that it would be a grave mistake to completely stop talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Scholz made his remarks after he and Putin had a phone conversation on Friday to discuss Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. He said he talked about the Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure and the need for Russian troops to withdraw from Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia continues to target the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson with the heavy artillery fire after withdrawing its troops in November. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Ukraine has faced a blistering onslaught of Russian missile and drone attacks since early October. The city of Kherson was heavily shelled overnight, causing fires in different parts of the city, damaging trees, and injuring at least two people. Taken early in the war in March, parts of the Kherson region were held by Russian forces until November, when Ukrainians regained control of the main city. Although free from Moscow's control, almost daily shelling and power and water outages have become a new reality for its residents. Russian forces, now stationed just across the Dnieper River, are focused on striking Ukrainian infrastructure and pressing an offensive in the east. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Rescue officials say at least nine people died. Eight others are still missing in South Africa after a flash flood swept away members of a church congregation who were gathered along the river. Officials said the dead and the missing were all part of the congregation, which was conducting rituals in the river in Johannesburg on Saturday when the flood occurred. This is VOA News. Eritrean troops have continued killing dozens of civilians in Ethiopia's Tigray region and committing other abuses weeks after the two main warring parties signed a peace deal, according to an official document seen by the Associated Press. We get more from VOA's Henry Wilkins.
2020's Axum massacre saw Eritrean and Ethiopian troops carry out extrajudicial executions against civilians, indiscriminate shelling and widespread looting in the city in northern Tigray. Residents estimate hundreds were killed. Hiab Gebret Sadik is a survivor.
The federal government is actually the perpetrator of the crime, and the criminals cannot investigate their own crime. Justice should come from free international organizations like the UN, the EU, the African Union.
Like many in Ethiopia, he wants an accounting for the suffering that he said he and his community endured during the country's two-year conflict. A peace deal was signed in South Africa in early November, and an end to the war may be in sight, but grievances stemming from possible war crimes remain. Henry Wilkins for VOA News.
Vandals may be responsible for a power outage in the U.S. state of North Carolina that affected more than 40,000 homes, VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Residents of a central North Carolina county faced a weekend of freezing weather without power after vandals opened fire on two electric substations in what authorities called a targeted attack. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields told reporters what officials believe happened.
They pulled up, and somebody did, and opened fire on the substation. And same thing at the other one. It was a gate, and they went through the gate and got to the substation and shot it as well. So.
Fields said a motive for the Saturday night damage spree wasn't clear, and no one had taken credit.
No group has stepped up to acknowledge or accept it. They're the ones that done it, so yeah, I call them cowards.
Some 40,000 households were initially affected. Officials caution that power may not be fully restored until Thursday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An Iranian lawmaker has said that Iran's government was paying attention to the people's real demands a day after a top official suggested that the country's unpopular morality police has been shut down following months of protest. The comment regarding the force's purported suspension or abolition came after months of deadly anti-government protest. The Associated Press has been unable to confirm the current status of the religious force. The Iranian Morality Police was established in 2005. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.